July 1993. When my grandfather died, lawyers wept. The family held a roast, presided over by his younger daughter, at a hotel by the funeral home, probably on his dime. It made me a little uneasy. "It's just not right," I said. My aunt said, "Let's have a contest. Who did he say the worst thing to? Who did he treat the most badly?" My grandfather hadn't spoken to me in years. I went home. The next morning over breakfast, my aunt told me I was declared the winner. "But I wasn't there," I said. "Exactly," said my aunt. "You were excommunicated, dear. Shunned, cast out." I took a sip of coffee and waited. "Did you know when your father died?" "When I was 16, I chimed in. "Exactly. Well, your grandfather, my father, declared you were such a bad daughter, it killed your father, and that's why he so suddenly died." I was stunned. "Really?" I asked. "Truly," she answered. "Neither man thought you did enough to take care of your mother." "I was a child," I said, "and I didn't know that she needed to be taken care of." My aunt reached for her purse. "Did anyone ever tell you?" she asked. "No, not until this very moment," I replied. My aunt poured a nip bottle of Grand Marnier into her cereal bowl. "There," she said, "you won."